about actions speaking louder than words. I've had reports on you from several sources about your excessive curiosity about matters not connected with your business. I did my best to appear baffled. What's unusual about asking questions in new country? My associates haven't been here before. It's been years since I was. Things have changed. Anyway, this is one of the most interesting places in the Empire. Also one of the most dangerous, trader. Candle, is it? Mr. Candle, you were stationed here in service. What unit? That I could answer without hesitation. Drake Crest, Colonel Lott, 2nd Battalion. I was here, after all. Yes, the Roses Mercenary Brigade. What was the Colonel's favorite drink? Oh, boy. I was a pikeman, Colonel. I didn't drink with the Brigadier. Right. He paced. I could not tell if that answer worked or not. Drake Crest hadn't been a flashy, storied outfit like the Black Company. Who the hell would remember anything about them? After a time. You must understand my position. With that thing buried out there, paranoia becomes an occupational hazard. He pointed in the direction the great barrow must lie. Then he stalked off. What the hell was all that? Goblin asked.
I don't know, and I'm not sure I want to find out.
Somehow we got ourselves into big trouble. That for the benefit of eavesdroppers. Goblin accepted his cue. Damn it, Candle, I told you we shouldn't come here. I told you the ore people would have an arrangement with the guard. One Eye jumped in then. They really ragged me. Meantime, we talked it over with the finger speech, decided to wait the colonel out. Not much choice anyway, without tipping our hands.
Chapter 32. Imprisoned in the Barrowland.
It was bad, far worse than we suspected. Those guard guys were paranoid plus. I mean, they didn't have an inkling who we were, but they did not let that slow them. Half a platoon showed up suddenly, rattle and clang at the door. No talk. Grim faces. We had trouble.
I don't think they're going to turn us loose, Goblin said.
Out, a sergeant told us. We went out, all but Tracker. Tracker just sat there. I tried a funny. He misses his dog. Nobody laughed. One of the guards punched Tracker's arm. Tracker took a long time turning, looking at the man, his face an emotional blank.
You shouldn't ought to have done that, I said.
Shut up, the sergeant snapped. Get him moving. The man who had punched Tracker went to hit him again. It might have been a love tap in slowed motion. Tracker reached around the moving fist, caught the advancing wrist, broke it. The guardsman shrieked. Tracker tossed him aside. His face remained a blank. His gaze followed the man belatedly. He seemed to begin wondering what was happening. The other guards gaped. Then a couple jumped in with bared weapons. Hey, take it easy, I yelled. Tracker. Still in that sort of mental nowhere, Tracker took their weapons away, tossed them into a corner, and beat the crap out of both men. The sergeant was torn between awe and outrage. I tried to mollify him. He's not very bright.